social distancing in Tirana, Albania. Yes, I like it. I'm with Alban Ramasai. Are you ready for your first Woowee Vlogs interview?
Hell yeah, let's do this.
Devon Adoremi, WooweeVlogs.com. This is so beautiful. You've had your corona test today, as I have, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Negative, hunting.
yeah, that's how it turned out. Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Congratulations on winning the 22nd Kenga Magik Festival. How did you feel on the night, on the performance night?
I still can't, you know, it's like a dream, so if somebody pinch me, that cliche saying. But yeah, I think after a couple of days or maybe a week or two, I will be like, I will like reflect back and be like, hey, like, I did that.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
And it's funny, you coming into this, because you come from a family, your sister is a huge pop star in Albania, Beatrix Ramasai. And your aunt as well, right?
Yeah. And she actually competed in Festivali Kangas, which the competition that, you know, like the winner gets sent to Eurovision. And I come from a musical family, like my cousins, my aunt, my sister, and now me, the newest addition to the family.
What was their reaction to your victory last night?
Well, absolutely positive, and you know, because this competition, Kënga Magjike, is like such a big deal to Albanian artists, and you know, many of them, even in my family, like most of them, they've competed. So I'm like the first one to actually win it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's something that makes me like a little tiny bit proud of myself. So yeah, it's they were very happy about it, absolutely, and especially my mom, because all I do and everything I do is for her, because she gave up, like, metaphorically, she gave up her life to you know, rough childhood, she gave up her life to raise me and my sister, so everything I do is for her.
Well, that's really sweet. You mentioned Eurovision earlier on, like, that's a world that I am, and as well as everybody on the site and our readers, are really connected with.
And I hope to be part of it too.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. I was about to say a word, but you get my energy. Like, hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah. I think everybody...
Do you follow Eurovision then?
Who doesn't? I mean, there's people that might, you know, man, but I think everybody does. Everybody does.
Have you been to Eurovision before?
Well, I've been in Rotterdam this year to visit, to support from as close as I could Angela.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the performances?
Did you have
any favorites?
Well, yeah, I did.
Okay.
Can I exclude Albania?
Yes. I think that's a given. If you've gone as an Albanian to support
exactly.
It.
Well, first and foremost, during COVID, the way that they could manage to actually do the whole thing, it's like it deserves an applaud on its own, just that fact. And I mean, I'm just gonna cut to the chase, like, John's tears was
wow.
So yeah,
he was one of the actually he won the jury.
Yeah, he did. And I thought of course he's gonna get the public vote. So I was like shocked when it didn't happen, but still, like, everyone's a winner there. I mean, come on. Come on, the exposure you get and the love that you get, like, you don't leave not feeling like a winner. So that's what I think.
You know what was winning for me, though? Dolce & Gabbana Spring Summer 2018. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, sure.
Well, by the way, he was like the poster for Dolce & Gabbana.
Look, emphasis on was, because, you know, COVID happened. So, you know, all that. All that weight, COVID weight. To be honest, I was so over the top happy for that to happen, and, you know, to see myself actually on their official Instagram and things like that. Like, I was, it's something that doesn't happen very often, you know.
No, it doesn't.
Especially to people from a small country like this. So I am grateful every single day.
But it's interesting, though, because your talent is such a breadth of work, isn't it? Because you do, you produce, you direct, you compose, you perform, you model, you even do voiceovers, like from Japanese to Albanian,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I'm picking up on that last one. growing up, I've actually never watched a Disney movie in my life.
Okay.
And I had to catch up to that, like, way later on. Because I was raised with like, Japanese animes and Studio Ghibli and all that sort of movies. So it was, like, a personal, like, a dream of my inner child. So when I was hearing that they're dubbing movies here, I was like, I have to get on that train. Like, I have to do something, at least just something. So having that, you know, happen to me, it was like a dream come true for my inner child. And it makes me very happy. Yeah.
It's funny because your English is so perfect, but your songs are in Albanian. Have you never thought about making the switch?
Well, when I come to Eurovision, mate.
Oh,
manifesting.
You're
manifesting.
Really gunning for this Eurovision. Does that mean we'll see you at Festival Ikungas this year?
It could be. It could be Festival Ikungas, or it could be some other type of festival from somewhere else. You never know.
Oh, wow. Keeping your options open.
It's, you never know what life brings you. I am a person who loves to experiment, to travel, to try new stuff. But, you know, you never know. Yeah.
And you speak several languages, right? To fluency.
German.
Like, yeah?
Yeah, because I lived there. Well, German and English fluently, so.
And Italian, right?
No, not really.
Oh. Yeah. Spanish, maybe?
A tiny little bit Spanish, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were in Rotterdam, interestingly. Did you notice what the Eurovision slogan was?
Open up.
Open up.
Open up.
You know what? Is that just a slogan to you, or does it mean something?
Well, it's open interpretation for many people. But for me, what it means is to open up emotionally, be vulnerable, and let the audience, in this case, to hug you naked, metaphorically, like you're...
I am ready. I am ready.
Yeah, open up.
Well, you know what? That brings this to a close, because you know what? Some of us need to open up. And I'm just so ready. Okay, Eurovision News with Attitude. Devin Adoraimi, Alban Ramazai, living it, loving it, feeling it. Congratulations on your victory. That was just amazing. I think you're so talented.
Oh, thank you.
The way you connect with the audience in more ways than one.
I truly, sincerely appreciate it. So thank you so much, even for doing this. It means a lot.
It was such a moment. Okay. Well, do you have any message for your fans?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, go on.
Open up. Open up and expect great things and live life to the fullest and be yourself and enjoy life. Life is amazing. Yeah.
Okay. On that note, we will see you later. Bye.